Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I didn't authorize this this transaction, so they canceled it right now, but I needed to, I guess, report fraud.
Okay, your first and last name?
Monica de la Cruz.
And what is the shipping address?
1004 Leona, Catula, Texas, 78014.
Okay, and I have urbancowboy1973@yahoo.com. Telephone number 830-483-5233.
That's an old home phone number, yes.
Okay, and you said your shipping address is?
1004 Leona, Catula.
I'm not able to hear you, ma'am.
1004 Leona, Catula, Texas, 78014.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying. So it shows me here that there was an offer. So there was a survey that you take online. After the survey, you select an item, you pay the shipping and handling cost, and you're also billed for the contest entry, which is $49.89. You're saying you didn't take that survey?
No, not aware of that.
Okay, so you don't recall doing the Bites Hub survey?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, the previous agent has already canceled your subscription so that you don't get billed again. What I'll be doing is I'll be processing a fraud. All I use is the IP address. So what I'll do is I contact local authorities, I provide them with the IP, and I request that they verify the device. Now, is there anyone in your home that could have submitted this order?
No.
Okay. The only reason I ask that is once I submit fraud, I can't stop it. So whoever it comes back to, whoever that device belongs to, we will press charges on that person. And they'll be liable for the charge. Now, in the next 3 to 5 business days, I'm going to send you an email. If it does not come back to your personal device, you will be refunded. If it does come back to your device, you'll be liable for the charge.
But as of now, it's been canceled.
Correct. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
That would be all.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.